Mitch Fortner, Tyler Dreiling, and John Kurtz as we play the star-studded Big Money Match Game.
That's right, match game time on a Friday, as is tradition. Today, Tyler will be hosting the match game. He came up with the questions, works just like the old-school TV game show. If you have seen that, Tyler has three fill-in-the-blank questions for Mitch and I. We are trying to guess what his answer is. Each correct answer is worth a point. At the end of it, we'll have a winner. Tyler has a tiebreaker question as well, if necessary. And sometimes the rules just change on the fly in the name of competitiveness, trying to make this thing fun and interesting. This is not the NBA playoffs and the NBA finals, where depending on what happens, if someone's dominating, you just got to deal with it, and it's not a competitive game. Here, we can change things and change the rules to go ahead and make it more entertaining and more competitive. I'm not saying anything, Adam Silver, but maybe you could look into the way that we typically run the match game here, and you could make the NBA Finals more entertaining. For instance, they could say that tonight's game in the Finals is all of a sudden worth three games in the series. Then we'd have something.
Okay, that's one way to go about it. Sure.
Yeah. Hot takes, man. All right, get us started. First question.
Yeah, I've got some good questions. I feel like we're going to have a good game today. Best of luck to both of you. The NBA Finals will end in game blank. It's a very simple first question.
Wow. Okay. We never talk any NBA, so right. I have no idea.
And this is, of course, where I think it will end.
What your mind is thinking. I mean, look, I'll just go with...
And you know you've got a 25% chance, because it has to be 4, 5, 6, or 7.
Well, yeah, but I know that you don't think this thing's going 7 games, so really, you have less than that.
Okay.
I'm in. I think this is a pretty easy one.
I'm good.
Okay. You guys first. Mitch.
No.
Oh, I'm first now?
Yeah,
you
go first.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
Mitch is the only one who ever remembers the rules.
Well, I thought that I was able to make the rules on the fly. That's how it works.
Okay, just give
me
an answer.
I would actually like to see some history tonight, partially because as not an NBA guy, I just kind of want the finals to be over with, get it over with. But I don't think it's going to happen. I think that Cleveland wins tonight. The Warriors go back home for game 5, and they will close it out there in game 5.
Oh, that is so lame. No, just give me the buzz. Buzz me. I put 4. How do you get up off the mat after playing the game that they did the other night?
But it's also
it losing.
It's completely in human nature for the Warriors to feel really relaxed now, so it goes both ways.
It goes both ways, but here's the thing. The Warriors have Kevin Durant, Steph Curry, Draymond Green, and Klay Thompson.
Well, the Warriors were pretty close. I'm sorry, the Cavaliers were pretty close of winning game 3.
Yeah, they should have.
They just had a really bad last couple of minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And LeBron James was tired.
Mitch, do you have one up
on
me?
Here's the deal.
Yeah, he does.
The game is rigged.
Did you write like 4.5 or something? Like what? Why do we not have your answer?
The Cavaliers will win tonight because the NBA wants them to win tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if the NBA really had...
Plus the Cavaliers,
I'm just not going to get this. If the NBA really got what they wanted, they would have had the Cavs win the other night.
Well, Golden State is going to miss out on a lot of money if they don't have a return game in Oakland. So I just wrote down a 5 just to see if that would be correct.
Okay. Don't worry, John. It's all right. It's early.
Milk that as much.
All right,
it's early.
It's 1-0, Mitch, over me here on the match game.
With Bob Stoops gone, Bill Snyder is clearly clearly number one now as the best coach in the Big 12, regardless of where you had him before Stoops had left. But the coach I would now list as the second best in the Big 12 is blank.
I mean, this better not be some kind of trick question because, yeah, there's an obvious answer here.
Why are you getting so upset?
Well, because I can already see I can already see where this is going. I'm going to write the right answer, and I'm going to write the correct answer to this question, and it's not going to be the right answer in the context of our game.
You should play to win the game. In the words of Herm Edwards, you play to win the game.
Well, I'm just trying to decide if I want to stand my ground here on what's right. Fight for what's right.
No,
or if
try to get the point, and then you can argue with me all you want.
All right, fine. I'll try and get the point.
Well, see, I'm trying to get the point too here, and I think.
Okay. All right.
I know where Tyler's going here.
Or Bryles.
Yeah, that's where I'm going with it. I really think that it's Mike Gundy. Mike Gundy to me is the second best coach in the Big 12.
Oh man.
What is up with you guys?
Well, I love his reaction because he's about to quit, Tyler.
I mean,
he's so frustrated.
Look, Gary Patterson is third.
Yeah, right. And Mike Gundy's the obvious, like an obvious second here. But then you talked me into. Oh, I am succumbing to Tyler Mines.
Did I bait you into
a
wrong answer?
And that is yes. I started Gundy and I wrote down Patterson because you were
no. Were you literally starting to write Gundy and you scratched
yes,
it out?
Yes. Look, it says G U N scratched out.
Ooh, that deserves a buzzer, man.
It's obviously Mike Gundy.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
What you play to win the game? Dang.
You deked me into it, and I am not happy with myself for succumbing to your mind games.
What do we have, Mitch?
Mike the Mullet Gundy.
It's okay. It's all right. It's all right.
Deep breath.
Now, shame on both of you because I literally tweeted that 2 days ago, and apparently neither of you read my tweets. So that the answer was on the internet for you. And you chose not to use it.
Okay. Too bad.
This one's worth two.
Hey, all right. There we go. All right. This one's worth two. This is what we're talking about here, NBA.
All right. I actually really like this question. If the Royals were to sell.
It's your own question.
I know. Yeah. If the Royals.
If he does say so himself.
Yeah. If the Royals were to sell, the team for which I'd have the hardest time watching a former Royal play is blank. The one that would make me the most sick to my stomach to see a former Royal.
Well, I mean,
so process of elimination, probably not the Angels.
I can
be like starting in alphabetical order.
I can give you the candidates.
Okay,
if you want the candidates?
I'll take the candidates.
Here are your candidates. The Giants, the Mets, the Orioles, the Astros, the Cardinals, the Blue Jays, the Yankees, and the American League Central.
Oh, so like the AL Central is just a...
It's like a third
well,
field.
Because you would have to play them so often, you know?
But like, so I can just write AL Central and
No, you got to get the team, but...
Oh, okay. Well, I thought you were just including that as an entire entity.
Sorry.
The only
shot
reason...
In the dark.
Yeah, I'm taking somewhat of a shot in the dark here.
Okay. Mitch, you locked in?
I'm locked in. I feel confident, actually. This is my first thought anyway, my gut feeling.
All right. This was actually a little bit tough for me to come to an answer. I think that the easiest one would be to say the Giants just because the Royals lost in the World Series. You're talking about them being teammates with Madison Bumgarner and everything there.
I thought the easy one would be the Cardinals. But
I'll tell you what. For some reason... The one that I just cannot picture in my head and do not want to have to see on TV, I do not want to see a former Kansas City Royal as a Baltimore Oriole. I do not want to see it.
Ring it up. Ring it up.
I don't want...
I know exactly why. Jason LaConfora.
Yeah, that is a contributing
and
factor.
And his tweets. That was what was leading my choice here.
Yep. What do we have, Mitch?
Well, I'm incorrect. I went with the St. Louis Cardinals.
Wow, how about that? See, everything works out, John.
That's
we're tied at two after three questions.
Storming back. All right, give me the tiebreaker. Tied at two here in the match game.
And how many points?
It's worth a million points.
Yeah, it doesn't really
matter.
Yeah,
it's worth a million,
million points.
This is big here.
Million points.
It's a number question.
Never scored a million
Closest gets it. Price is Right rules apply. Okay. Everybody ready?
I like it.
I can't go over.
I love the Price is Right. Best game show ever.
How many Pokemon have I caught in Pokemon Go? For all the marbles.
I don't know how many is like a big amount. Like, can you catch multiple of the same ones?
You can be frustrated if you want. Yes, you can catch multiple of the same. I'm talking total that I've caught, not different species. But Mitch doesn't know any more about this than you do.
Yeah, I'm deep in thought here. I'm taking this seriously. This is for a million points.
Million points. It's going to be the highest scoring match game in history.
Well, it could be. We could both get it wrong.
No, it's whoever's closest gets the points.
Okay, so Pokemon Go actually keeps track of how many
you... Nobody can get the rules right in this game.
And I'll tell you what.
I've been playing this game for like a year. Nobody can ever
The way
get
the tiebreaker
rules right.
works, we go first and then
yeah.
you
right.
lose.
Right. Yeah, yeah. I had my number written down, and then I had to scratch it out and put one more than that during the last break because I caught one during the break.
All right.
So,
all right, I've got my answer.
Okay.
I don't yet. Give me
Need
a second
an answer,
here.
Mitch. We need an answer in 5, 4.
There's no time limit.
3.
If
two,
I say there is.
All right, I'm locked.
Okay. All right, you guys have to go first. John,
I'll go first. I honestly, this is how I got to this conclusion. I thought, How many Pokemon are there, period? Even though you told me you could catch multiple ones.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't played...
Total species available right now is like 250 or something.
Okay, that's... I thought it was like around 200, something like that, back when I was playing the game in like 2000. And so I was like, let's take that and say that Tyler's put in enough hours to tack on an extra 100, and I just went 300.
Okay,
300.
Nice round number.
All right, since this is Price is Right rules, I am allowed to hear John's bid, and I'm allowed to go off of that bid. So I'm going to write down...
He's going to say 301.
301.
I want to know what your other answer was.
321.
So. Oh, okay.
Nah, it doesn't, yeah, it
all right.
Doesn't really matter.
Either way, you changing your answer did not impact the results here. The answer is 11,507.
What?
It was 11,506 until the last commercial break. I'm sorry. So that means that Mitch has
I feel
just,
like that just took the air out of the celebration because we're all just like, what?
I am dumbfounded.
What just happened?
11,507.
All right, well.
I can pull it up on my phone.
You got 1,000,002 points, Mitch. Give yourself the music.
All right.
It was a thrilling game with a late comeback from John to force overtime, but he didn't have enough in the tank.
Not even close to enough, man. I lost by 1,000,000.
During the break, I'm going to Google. I'm going to try to find information on, like, what is the average amount of Pokemon people catch with this game.
Okay. We'll have that when we come back.
11,000.
You're listening to The Game.